Coming up on episode number 327, it's a cover story for a musician who's tremendously popular in the UK, not as popular here in the US. I'm hoping to rectify that. You remember him in Style Council and The Jam? Yes, tonight is the Paul Weller cover story, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. Tonight is May 29th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, it is a cover story. It's dedicated to Paul Weller, who started out in the late 70s with a band called The Jam as the leader and vocalist, lead vocalist, songwriter. Early 80s, he switched over to a Motown soul kind of electronic sound and formed the Style Council in 1983. And then later, became a solo artist, and you can find a lot of great solo stuff in his catalog. I'm hoping that if you're a Jam fan, you like the songs I've picked tonight. I'm hoping that if you're not familiar with the Jam, Style Council, or Paul Weller, that you let the music kind of wash over you and enjoy it for the songwriting that it is, and maybe, just maybe, it will get you to look further into Paul Weller and the Jam and Style Council. There's a great Greatest Hits compilation that's got music from all of his incarnations, so hopefully you'll check that out. We're going to start off with a band. Oh, by the way, did I mention I'm doing this because a couple days ago was his birthday? Yeah, May 25th. He was born 1958 in Surrey in England. Okay, now I can tell you we're going to start off with a band that is popular in America. It's a band called the Beastie Boys. You won't think that this is a typical Beastie Boys track. It's mostly instrumental, and I'll let them take it from here. Here's the Beastie Boys with The Jam's Start.
Thank you. tomcat. Lights going out and a kick in the balls. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. In the news and not eating your tea. A freezing cold flat and tap on the walls. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. Waking up at 6 a.m. on a cool warm morning, opening the windows and breathing in petrol. An amateur band rehearsing in a nearby yard, watching the telly and thinking about your holidays. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Waking up from bad dreams and smoking cigarettes. Can't let it walk on, smelling stale perfume. Hot summer's day, a sticky black tarmac. Feeding ducks in a park and wishing you were far away. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Two lovers kissing makes a scream of midnight. Two lovers missing the tranquility of solitude. Get in a cabin, traveling on buses. Read the graffiti about flashy affairs. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment.
town called Malice, one of possibly three of the best known jam tracks, at least here in the U.S., all three of which I featured in that set. That version of Town Called Malice, all three of which are covers of the jam. Did I mention that? Town Called Malice was covered by Okano Kaori, and you'll find that on the Cover Lover Volume 1 Bossa de Punk album. Before that, you heard, I would say, their biggest hit, certainly biggest hit here in the U.S., That's Entertainment. And I had a bunch of different versions to choose from on this one. I decided to go with the Wonder Stuff because, I really like the Wonder Stuff, first of all. Second of all, I like what they, the little bit that they added to it. It's each of the versions, except for one that I have, follow the original fairly closely. And but I think the Wonder Stuff does add that little extra bit to it. And you're going to hear the version that I think is a little bit more different later on in the show. You'll find that Wonder Stuff version on their Never Loved Elvis reissue, which had a bunch of bonus tracks on it. And then we start off the set, appropriately enough, with Start by the Beastie Boys. You'll find that on a compilation called Fire and Skill, The Songs of the Jam. I believe that's available on eMusic, so if you use the eMusic link on the side of my site, you can actually download that whole album for free, as well as probably get, you know, another 20 or 30 songs to download. Fire and Skill, The Songs of the Jam. All right, we're going to start our next set off with a group called The Shambles. This comes from a collection of hits, rarities, covers that they put together a while back that was called What You're Missing. And some great stuff on there, Elton John cover, and we'll have to pull it out to tell you what else is on there. But first, let's listen to this. It's But I'm Different Now. It's by The Shambles. And, of course, it was originally by The Jam.
Morning, quiet as the sea on a good calm night. do something to me. Something deep inside. I'm hanging on the wire for a love I'll never find. You do something wonderful. Then chase it all away. Mixing my emotions that throws me back again. I'm hanging on the wire. Waiting for the change. I'm dancing through the fire just to catch a flame and feel real again.
That is M. Griner. Dang, that hiss that comes on when I turn on the microphone. M. Griner, just a beautiful, absolutely beautiful rendition of Paul Weller's You Do Something to Me. And I think she so accurately captures the passion and the longing, especially the longing that I think is present in the songwriting for that song. M. Griner, if you like M. Griner and you also happen to like covers and you also happen to live in Canada, there's a new show called Under the Covers, I believe, which is a cover radio show that's hosted by M. Griner, co-hosted by M. Griner. I don't have the other gentleman's name that co-hosts it with her, but you'll find that on CBC Radio in Canada. I don't know the times or days that it's on, but if you're up there in Great White North, then you might want to check that out, eh? That is You Do Something to Me, and you'll find that lovely version on M. Griner's album Science Fair. Before that, you heard Groove Tunnel with their version of Precious, kind of the upbeat, faster jam song there. That comes from an album called The Jam Tribute, The Modern World. And then we start off the set with The Shambles with But I'm Different Now, and you'll find that on What You're Missing. Of course, links in the show notes to where you can find all this stuff. I really want to throw out a quick tip of the hat to Dan Klass of the podcast The Bitterest Pill. If you haven't listened to The Bitterest Pill, you really need to. It's awesome. He's just such a fantastic storyteller and comedian. And he's funny without sounding like he's trying to be funny. I mean, the guy is, in person, he's charming and witty and funny, and that all comes through on the podcast. The reason I bring it up is that he is a huge Paul Weller fan. I think he's used the phrase rock god Paul Weller in the past on this show on a request. And it's so much so that the title of his podcast, The Bitterest Pill, actually comes from a jam song for which I don't have a cover to play for you tonight. But know that that's where it comes from. Okay, back to the music. Let's talk about Ghosts. That's the song by The Jam that's being covered right here by The Pharmacists and Ted Leo on the album Tell Bulgari Bulgari Is. Here are The Pharmacists and Ted Leo.
Why are you frightened? Can't you see that it's you? That ain't no ghost, it's a reflection of you. Why do you turn away, keep it out of sight? Oh, don't live up to your given role. There's more inside you that you won't show. But you keep it hidden just like everyone. Scared to show and make you vulnerable. So you wear that ghost around you for disguise. But there's no need, just cause it's all we've known. There's more inside you that you haven't shown. So you keep on moving, moving, moving your feet. Keep on shuff, shuff, shuffling to this ghost dance beat. Just keep on walking down the ending streets. One day you walk right out of this life. And then you wonder why you didn't try to spread some loving all around. Old-fashioned causes like that still stand. Gotta read this prejudice, it brings you down. How do you feel at the end of the day? Just like you've walked over your own grave. So why are you frightened? Can't you see that it's you? At the moment there's nothing, so there's nothing to lose. Lift up your lonely heart and walk right on through.
Everybody, let me tell you about my love, brought to me by an angel from above, fully equipped with a lifetime guarantee. Once you try it, well, I'm sure that you'll agree. Without love, there's no reason to live. Without you, what would I do with the love I give? All my loving to you I'll be giving. And I promise, as long as I'm living, I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. Glad that I'm alive, sharing together, helping me survive. What did you think about the sun up today? Well, it's you. Let me hear you say, without love, there's
choose. What would I do with the love I give? All my loving to you I be giving, and a promise as long as I'm living. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me that make me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy.
Is Paul Weller himself with a cover of Sister Sledge. Yes, Sister Sledge, We Are Family. That comes from an album called Cosmosonica. The song is Thinking of You. And before that, you heard Pharmacists and Ted Leo from the album Tell Bulgari Bulgari Is Dead. Did I leave off that last word last time? I think I did, because I didn't have this expanded all the way over. Pharmacists and Ted Leo with their version of Ghosts. All right, we've got time for one more, and I opened the show, I opened the show with Start, but after Start played That's Entertainment by The Wonder Stuff. I'm going to play a slightly different version of That's Entertainment, one that's a little more sparse, and that's also by a singer that I happen to like a lot. It's Morrissey from the 1991 compilation Just Say Anything. Sire Records put out these amazing CDs at the end of 1980, the end of the 1980s and the beginning of the 1990s, called the Just Say series. Those are the Just Say Mao and Just Say Yo and Just Say Yes. This was the fifth in the series with Just Say Anything, and there's a great John Wesley Harding and Steve Wynn song at the beginning of that about parental advisories. Anyway, you can get this really cheap, $7.95, I believe, because it's a discount CD. Anyway. And on it, you'll find this track, Morrissey doing That's Entertainment from 1991. Here's Morrissey.
Siren, pneumatic drill on a ripped up concrete. Baby whales, a stray dog howling. Brake screech at a lamplight blinking. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Smash of glass and a rumble of boots. Electric train and a ripped up phone booth. A hot day and a sticky black tarmac. A hot day and I'm wishing I was far away. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Days of speed and a slow time Monday.
Wake at 6 a.m. and think about your holidays. Open window and breathe in petrol. Cold flat with a damp on the walls. Yes, that's entertainment. That's entertainment. Two lovers kiss among the screams of midnight. Two lovers miss the tranquility of solitude. Read graffiti of slash seat affairs. Splattered walls and a kick in the balls is all that you get in the name of entertainment.
Morrissey with his version of The Jam's That's Entertainment. You'll find that on the Just Say Anything Volume 5 CD compilation from 1991. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close out this edition of Coverville, the Paul Weller cover story. Again, you know, if you liked a lot of these songs in their cover versions, you really owe it to yourself to check out the originals. And there's no better place than the Greatest Hits compilation. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's got a mix of both Jam, Paul Weller solo, and Style Council songs on there. A great collection as a good starting point to launch yourself into the music of Paul Weller. If you want to get in touch with me, if you want to say, hey dude, you know, there's this great Paul Weller song you forgot to include, or you forgot to put anything on there from Studio 150, which is Paul Weller's awesome cover album. Yeah, I know. I thought about that, but I had enough on here. Then you can do it by emailing me or calling me or posting message in public on the forums where you can ret me out in front of everybody. And all the ways you do that, coverville.com has all that information on how to contact me. We'll be back on Thursday night with something special, an anniversary of an album that came out around this time, several years ago. Got to get the songs together for that one. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. And hosting for Coverville is provided by Bluehost. Check out the link on the side of coverville.com. Click that link. It'll take you right to Bluehost, where you can sign up for $6.95 a month internet access with 999 gigabytes of bandwidth per month. Yes, 999 gigabytes. Check it out, bluehost.com. Bye-bye.